Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, we're talking from down in what normally would be sunny Florida. It's not sunny. This cold spell's come down here all the way down to Palm Coast, Florida. We're with Scott Humphrey. And Scott, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kent.
Scott is a marketing manager for Shaw's Flooring Alliance, and we're down here because Shaw has gotten together their members of their Shaw Flooring Alliance, and we're at the Gin Hammock Beach Resort. It's a pretty nice place. It's a compound. I think every room's a suite, so this is a first-class place to bring Shaw's most elite customers. So, Scott, if you would, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what the Shaw Design Center program's all about?
The Shaw Design Center is, at this point, a group of about 165 dealers from across the country. That's about 165 locations. It's truly about 140 dealers, some of them with multiple locations. And they've made a commitment to Shaw that gives us a majority, and in many cases, all of their showroom. It's the kind of commitment you would only get outside this industry in a franchise type of operation. And so in regard for that, we give them a lot of benefits that we don't give to everyone else. If you look at the tiers within that Shaw Flooring Alliance network, those Shaw Design Centers, or as we refer to them as SDCs, are the elite group at the top. And then we have a middle tier that's really that Shaw Flooring Alliance group. It's the other mass. And then we go to the mass groups that are not aligned at all.
And not only do you have, I think, about 165 design centers spread out all over North America, but I mean, you have some prospects here, too. I think you have 30 or 40 of these design centers in process, don't you?
Yeah, we have 30 or 40 in process, and actually 12 of them are here in different stages of the process. Some of them will actually sign while they're here. Others are in the viewing phase and trying to determine if they want to switch from where they are or if they want to align for the first time with any group.
And actually, one of the things that was brought out in this meeting earlier today is that you actually have pretty aggressive plans for this program, don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we expect this program to be the right dealers. It's not so much about numbers as it is about having the right dealers that can partner up with our core values of honesty, integrity, and hard work, that are willing to do what it takes to succeed, that are not comfortable where they are. They want independence, but they don't want isolation. They want to be part of a group that's got their back. And there's a mutual commitment. They're committed to us, and we're committed to giving back.
Scott, why don't you explain, you know, what's the purpose? Why does Shaw want to have or develop a relationship with this group of select specialty flooring retailers?
Well, when we look at, if you look at flooring retail, and I've been in this a long time, Kemp, longer, you know, Randy Merritt, as he spoke today, asked us to stand up if we've been in the industry a number of years. And I looked around, I hope to say I was one of the youngest people still standing when he said 30 years. My dad had a carpet mill, I grew up in it, and I've been in it 37 years. The industry has this tendency to do the same thing faster and harder rather than doing it right. And so when the economy gets bad, we do more of it or we do it faster, but we don't change what we're doing. And the SDC is the opportunity to take retail and do it right. And not to look at flooring retail, but to look at retail. What are the environments, the stores that consumers want to go into and they want to hang out, they want to stay there, the Starbucks, the Nordstrom's? How do you create that customer loyalty? We did all that research with the Shaw Design Centers, and they're created with that in mind. What's a destination where a consumer can come in, they can shop, they can have side destinations within a store, they don't have to go store to shop, and they can have the commitment of knowing there's a major manufacturer, and in our case, backed by Berkshire Hathaway, that has their back.
We're down here with our most elite retailers, and why don't you give us a kind of rundown on the highlights of the convention? What's going on while we're down here for the next 2.5 days?
Well, you know, our core team corporately, it's made up of myself and Steve Abernathy, who's the director of marketing, and we've got a good group of Shaw people. I mean, we've had a lot of conventions where we had larger groups, but this is not about Shaw. This is about this elite customer. First time we've done this in about a year and a half, and so we brought the right people down here to spend time with them. We've got Randy Merritt here, the president of our company, had a great presentation this morning and a very uplifting and enlightening presentation where he talked about the trends over the last 30 years, and he helped us realize where we are today, though it seems dire, is not the worst we've ever been. We've been through cycles, and we all know business functions in cycles. And, you know, I'm encouraged to hear Randy say that he believes we're on an upward cycle now, that we've pretty much bottomed out, and now we're beginning to see the positive side of this thing. Randy spoke. We had a financial benchmarking session. Our chief financial officer, Ken Jackson, was here and led that. We've got Casey Johnson is here. We have John Godwin, Jim McIntosh, all the key players. We've got Scott Sandlin on the hard surface side, Rick Knoll. We've got Jess Seals from Anderson. And we've got a very good, strong group. And really what we tried to bring down were subject matter experts that could spend quality one-on-one time with these dealers and let them know we value them. But also we value their opinions. I mean, right now, if you went down in that showroom we have set up, there are probably 75 to 100 dealers walking around giving us feedback on future direction, what works, what doesn't work, where they think we should focus our attention. And this is priceless for them, but it's also priceless for us.
You know, I was able to sit in on Ken Jackson's session this morning where you did this benchmarking thing, and it was obviously been a lot of these retailers had sent their financial information into him. And, I mean, there's been some other organizations that have done stuff like this, I know. But, I mean, to have a CFO actually pour through the numbers and actually know how to sort through whether, you know, an organization is set up as an S corporation or as a sole partnership, and being able to sort through the numbers so that they all flow down and actually make some sense. I was really impressed with that. And another thing, you know, I did go in your showroom and I saw where you actually have products up there that are kind of, you know, I don't know, three quarters of the way baked, and you're actually asking these guys, you know, what do you think? Is this something you can sell in your area? So as you say, you're not only teaching them here, but you're also seeking feedback. So tell us a little bit. I think tomorrow you have a keynote speaker that you've brought down, don't you?
Yeah, we certainly do. Kelly Peterson will be here. She's with the Hearst Integrative Media Group, and she's going to be talking a little bit about the trends that we see in the industry. You know, you talked about the showroom there, Kemp, and one of the things that we're showing is this opportunity to understand trends as we look at paint colors and we look at hard surface and carpet and putting all that together so that people can understand the trends that are not only impacting today, but maybe even 2 years down the line. Well, Kelly has that kind of knowledge where that she can come in and talk to us and share her expertise. It's the kind of meeting that that the dealers just sit back and listen to, and they go, okay, now I'm getting it. Now I'm understanding why they're heading the direction they're doing. It gives validity to a lot of the programs that we're rolling out to them.
Another thing I was impressed with is, you know, to teach them if they develop a website, how to bring traffic to the website. You're also, you've got a quick session, but just enough time, I think, teaching them how to have better salespeople, what it takes to be have a great salesperson. Another thing I was impressed with is this new Visions wall that you've got, I guess, in partnership with Benjamin Moore. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was referring to in the trends. We call it a visions wall or a trend wall. And basically what it does is it takes the knowledge that we have projected 2 years in advance, much of that coming from Benjamin Moore, and it helps us see color trends. And then we kind of align product with color. And so on this wall, they can see trends in different color patterns or pattern groupings, and they can find the one that matches them and understand how that fits together. What type of hard surface do I put with that soft surface to get the color schema that I want within that room? It's been very well accepted. As a matter of fact, I came from there right before I came up to see you, and there were more people around the trend wall giving positive feedback, that and the kiosk, than probably anything else we had down there in the showroom.
Another question I've been meaning to ask you, what are some of the new changes or additions that you've added to this SDC program?
Well, I could give you a handful, Kemp. I think the main two are that we began to realize that one of the responsibilities we have in our side of the partnership is to channel customers to our preferred dealers. And so we're doing a lot of things, whether you sat through the session today on integrated marketing or whether it's simply looking at the things we're doing from an employee referral resource standpoint, to drive customers to the dealers. Now, it's not our responsibility to be the driver of customers. It is our responsibility to channel customers in. And I'll tell you another thing that we're doing that adds great value to those people who are looking to partner with somebody in a way that we don't just have your back, but we have your success in mind. That is that for the first time ever, we'll be contractually binding ourselves to a geographic area. So for our SDCs, they will have the opportunity to own a geographic area as long as they meet the standards of the agreement, which not only gives them the security or that exclusivity, which is an important word to them, but it also gives them some business value because the value of their business is increased because they also own the geographic area in which it's based.
You know, I thought that was very interesting. You know, if you've got a person that's an SDC member and you think that there should be expansion in that area, you'll actually come to them and give them first right of refusal. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's all based on what we call the metropolitan statistical areas. It's a census data is all it is. And we look at the population. We determine if that population can stand for an STC, if it has the population to drive business there. And, it's a key concept. It's not the first time it's been used even in our industry. There are other buying groups that have used that focus before. But I think from a manufacturing standpoint, to contractually bind ourselves, this is certainly the first time that Shaw will have ever done this.
One of the neat things about this whole program is that certainly you want the Shaw name out there, high visibility in the exterior of these stores, but you also realize it's important for these retailers to have their own identity. And so you've got programs that allow them to have their identity tied in with your identity. Let me ask you, why does Shaw put so much emphasis on programs like this?
Well, the idea behind a program is to drive business. And ultimately, the success of our dealers determines the success of Shaw. It's that simple. I mean, you can glorify it and you can muddy it up a whole lot, but in reality, we've come to realize the only way we can be successful is if the dealers that we commit ourselves to are successful as well.
All right. You've been listening to Scott Humphrey, who is the marketing manager of Shaw's Flooring Alliance, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.